What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, yes. Japanese, their treatment of these vaccines, I have no doubt that these vaccines probably are tainted and screwed up, but this reminds me of when we had a trade war with Japan way back in the 80s, and America would ship some grapefruits over there, for example, and they'd always find something wrong with the stuff. And this could be a way of saying they just don't want the vaccines, period, and they're saying, I mean, I'm sure they probably are tainted, though, but Japan has had real good luck, or not luck, but they've been successful with this whole COVID deal, and they never closed down any of their businesses. They didn't ever have a lockdown there. They used intravenous vitamin C and probably ivermectin and some of these other drugs too. And so I mean they were real successful. I had a long conversation with some Japanese girl on the internet about this. She said, yeah, they used basically almost like the Swedish did. The Swedes, they did not lock down. Japanese have masks, but they've always had masks because the place is so damn crowded. People do not, unless you've been there, you wouldn't even believe how crowded it is where they're jammed in on the subways.
Yeah, I believe it. And, you know, they like to wear masks to avoid illness and also to deal with the rather heavy air pollution near their industrial base.
Yeah, but the ivermectin works. I mean, and I was just looking. If you Google ivermectin, you have it pops up all this stuff. Oh, it's no good. It's no good. It's no good. That's what basically the first thing. Still not proven as COVID drug, et cetera, et cetera.
But the FDA approved it back in 1996.
Yeah, it was.
You know, that's the part they're not telling you.
It's approved for a lot of stuff like lice and scabies and stuff like that. But it also works on this. It works on whatever the hell this is too. So, they like you say. I mean, it's just blatant fraud.
Yeah,
the CDC is just blatantly.
I guess that Sacco family figures they can make that $4.5 billion back, off their vaccine stocks. And, Purdue Pharmaceutical, I'm sorry, Pfizer is just raking the dough in.
And there's something more to it, too. Why do they have to get every damn person? I mean, they got their money already for the vaccines. Why do they keep persisting and trying to get everybody in the whole damn first world to get the jab?
One of the reasons is that, the contract with the vaccine makers says these various governments do have to buy and use the vaccines, even if a cure is found.
Yeah, well, they're losing this info war on this because people are aware of the fact that this stuff is junk, and they're not having it.
they're losing this war because they've shredded their own credibility. I mean, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. But they've lied to the American people so many times about so many things. You know, I mean, think back to when cigarettes were still being advertised openly on TV, and they got actors and athletes and doctors and politicians and celebrities and, you know, experts all out there saying smoking cigarettes was safe. Same thing we're seeing today.
Ivermectin and the other stuff is also a very safe drug, the stuff they use for malaria. HCl,
hydroxychloroquine.
The stuff they use for malaria for 60 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And it works. I mean, if it works, before so many things changed when this whole scam started, like scamdemic. For one thing, a case always meant there was an illness. Now, no, a case just means you test positive It doesn't have to be any symptoms at all.
With a known faulty test that has a high number of false positives, yeah.
Right. What else was I going to say?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and I'm sure you'll remember and call back tomorrow. And
okay,
we're going to go to Doc in Illinois. Hello, Doc. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was listening to your show yesterday, and I remember at the tail end of it, you were mentioning the story about those dogs that were stranded in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And since that, it's a whole thing that's been going around that I happen to know a little bit about. It's been highly, highly politicized and sensationalized. But what basically happened was there was a defense contracting company, and people believe it to be Garda World, and they contracted some of their handlers and their dogs to support the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. And I guess during the chaos of everything, they just decided to abandon all of their working dogs that were paired with their handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And since they were stranded at the airport, that was the infamous photo going around of them all being in the crates in front of that helicopter.
Yeah.
So what happened after that was, excuse me, there's a woman over there. Her name is Charlotte. She runs the small animal rescue. And she has been taking care of the small animals over there in her rescue, along with the working dogs that were stranded.
Well, I'm glad they're being taken care of.
Yeah. So they were not military working dogs of the U.S. Army, because the standard operating procedure for those dogs are they're always with their handlers. They fly with the air crew and all that. They're not really in kennels. They sleep in the barracks as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all contractor dogs. As far as the Taliban saying they're going to make use of them, I'm not sure how efficient that would be, because because they were sniffer dogs. They're not really attack dogs.
Okay.
And as far as the Taliban knowing how to handle them, I'm not sure. But a lot of the plans of how they're going to be evacuated has been classified so that it's all safe. So we don't really know what's going on as far as
well, if they're sniffer dogs and they're not attack dogs, then I would say it's quite possible that the Afghans, who love dogs just as much as anybody else does, are probably going to adopt a number of them just to have as pets.
Yeah, and I really hope that they do stay safe. I hope that the Afghans do take care of them. I certainly hope they don't go back to that company only to be, stranded in some other totally different country. But that's all I really wanted to say. I hope they make it out. For everyone curious on it, look up Kabul Small Animal Rescue. And Charlotte is giving updates as far as how that's all going. But that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'll definitely look that up. And on a related topic, we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. I just wanted to correct yesterday. It's ProjectK9Heroes.org.
Yeah, I found them, and I did post a link to them from WhatReallyHappened.com.
Oh, good. There's an article in the Washington Post about the whole Project Canine. I think you'd find interesting.
Okay.
So that's all. I just wanted to correct that. Thank you.
Well, we did find it, and we did get it up on What Really Happened earlier today. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Let's talk about the economic news. Over in New York, they have extended their eviction moratorium to January. There's an estimated 700,000 people way behind on their rent. It's a nightmare for the landlords, the property owners. We had that story about one property owner who's a veteran, was literally living with friends and out of her car because she'd lost her own home just trying to keep up you know, the payments on the investment properties that she'd made. And so far, you know, in New York, you know, there's been a big problem. Congress set aside money to try and ease the problem, if not solve it. And the money just isn't getting down to the pavement, as it were. In New York, there's almost $2.3 billion in rent relief funds that have yet to be used. Meanwhile, as inflation expectations soar, consumer confidence is starting to plunge. That's a bad, bad sign. And out in California, there is now a total of 44 container ships stuck outside the loading terminals, and it's chaos. It absolutely is. Earlier today, it was announced Social Security is running out of money, and they're not going to be able to pay the promised benefits by 2034. And so they're facing a fiscal cliff, and this might be a good time to remind you all that back when Barack Obama was president, he basically looted the cash set aside in the Social Security Trust Fund that was there to cover the baby boomer retirements, and he spent it as general revenue. That's where he got his magic federal budget surplus, and he was out there saying, I'm a great president, I had a federal budget surplus, it's the economy, stupid. And you know, he basically embezzled the money of the working people of America, because that money in Social Security does not, in fact, belong to the government. It belongs to you. A little bit of an announcement early today. Also, OPEC has agreed to increase their output by some 400,000 barrels per day, which will hopefully start to ease fuel prices here in the United States, and maybe ease the pressure there a little tiny bit here. Amazon is dealing with major labor shortages. People don't want to work there. And Amazon has asked their delivery partners to no longer screen potential drivers for past marijuana usage to try and get more bodies in there. Now, interestingly enough, at our local gas station, and I'm not going to name who it is, by the register, there was a sign, now hiring. They didn't say what the hourly wage was, but they did make a point of saying you get dental, you get health, you get paid time off. And so they're ramping up the benefits to try and get people to go to work, because who wants to go to work for less money than you need to live? I mean, it's a slow form of torture. And you know, at this point, you know, as rapidly as inflation is rising, I think this talk of a $15 minimum wage is rather pointless. I think they ought to start talking about $25 if they really want to get this economy back up and running, you know, because too much wealth is concentrated at the very, very top. And unless we find a way to recycle some of that wealth back down to the bottom to pump back into the system, it inevitably is going to collapse. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, according to George Gammon, the International Monetary Fund wants to establish a standard where your internet browsing history is taken into consideration in calculating your credit score. Talk about political correctness. I mean, this is kind of getting into the realm of like China's social credit score system. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, Chase Bank has backed off General Michael Flynn. Basically, Chase canceled the credit cards and said they were concerned about the reputation risk of having Michael Flynn as a customer. It prompted a huge backlash, and they reversed course. So maybe Chase is worried about the risk to their reputation. Doesn't mean, though, that Chase is not going to do the same to us mere mortals. Okay, and let's see. Okay, J.P. Morgan is dealing with yet another felony charge. This time it's tax fraud in France. And oddly enough, their defense is that their human rights have been violated. This is coming out of that Citizens United decision that said corporations are legally persons. for things like First Amendment and whatnot. And J.P. Morgan is trying to say that their human rights were violated by this case. And it's kind of underscoring how totally upside down our society has become, because corporations have human rights while unborn children do not. And that, to me, I think illustrates just how sick our society has become. Over in Afghanistan, they are getting down to business, and the Taliban have confirmed their willingness to build the Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India gas pipeline, which would export Turkmen gas for the development of Central Asia. Now, the project had been developed by Argentinian oil magnate Carlos Bulgaroni with the Turkmen government back in the 1990s. It was to be financed by the Asian Development Bank, but it entered into competition with the project sponsored by California-based Unocal. Remember I told you about how Unocal and a bunch of other banks went before Congress and called for regime change in Afghanistan. So anyway, they're moving ahead now with the pipeline, and no doubt there'll be a wailing and gnashing of teeth in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. Getting into political correctness now, there's an interesting article. This came out of American Thinking, or American Thinker, rather, and it's called The Ten Commandments of Critical Race Theory. And they're basically tearing it apart, saying that critical race theory is just another version of Marxism, only along racial lines. And unlike traditional Marxism, which used to focus on the injustices between the wealthy and the not wealthy, critical race theory is simply pitting blacks against white. And I think they're, you know, absolutely correct. And the key thing from critical race theory is to hate the white people, hate capitalism, hate democracy, hate America, Canadian and British political culture, and believe that white people have caused all the trouble in the world. And in fact, an activist within the group once claimed that World War II was simply white-on-white violence, forgetting that a lot of black servicemen served and sacrificed in that war. And another take on the same situation, this is from Russia Today, warning that the battle over critical race theory could actually wind up as a real civil war. And they recommend privatizing all schools as a solution, because private schools are being paid for directly by the parents, and they will respond to what the parents think the children ought to be taught, as opposed to the government taking your money and then giving it to the schools, and then the government tells the schools, you will teach the kids about drag queen story hour and gender pronouns and so forth and so on. Over in Phoenix, one of their school districts is out there saying that teachers who refuse to teach critical race theory will be paid less than those teachers who do teach critical race theory. This is forced indoctrination on our children. Another part of that whole scheme, if you will, is the 1619 Project. Now, the 1619 Project was created in 2019 by leftist activist Nicole Hannah-Jones, and the idea is that 1619 is the real year that America was founded, with the first arrival of African slaves to Jamestown, Virginia. And you know, just forget about all the white people who'd been there considerably earlier than that. No, this wasn't a nation until the black people arrived here. Okay, we have actually two callers on the line. We have Mark in North Carolina. Oh, I got to take a break for commercials. Mark, I'll get to you as soon as we finish these words from our sponsor.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, with first thing, I like to speak about Joe Rogan. And it's funny, I was just checking my heart guard here. That's my worm, heart medicine worm for my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it right away says the ingredients here is ivermectin.
Yep.
And Tyrantel. I don't know what Tyrantel is, but it's... people that don't really, you know, people have been making fun, but evidently this is the magic bullet. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, Rogan. He probably would have recovered anyway, but it probably would have taken him maybe a couple of weeks or so. He got rid of it, I understand, in 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the story?
Yeah. No, it was 3 days. He got over it 3 days.
How much after he took the ivermectin? I wonder how much after that he got over it.
Again, he's saying 3 days. He started taking these drugs as soon as he realized he had COVID, and he was back to normal in just 3 days' time.
Okay, well, that's still pretty good. Did he take anything else besides ivermectin?
Yeah, he did. If you look at the article, he was taking zinc, and he was taking vitamin D and a bunch of other stuff. But media is just excoriating because he's giving the credit to the ivermectin, and the media which gets a lot of advertising revenues from big pharmaceutical corporations, they're out there to basically push the product. You know, you will get the vaccines over and over and over and over again because we have to guarantee the wealth of people like the Sackler family.
Now, my son was telling me he also took, I didn't hear nothing about that. He took some other thing that, something to do with your, not with your genes, with your, with your stem cells. So he took some kind of stem cell treatment
also. I didn't hear that part. I'll look into it again here, but Rogan is basically saying it was the ivermectin that saved him.
The other thing my son was telling me is the reason he got over it so fast is Rogan took the shot, which made it quicker recovery. As far as I know, Rogan did not take the shot. I think he's already said he did.
You know, they're going to be out there trying to discredit Rogan any way they can, because success stories like his, or for that matter, Donald Trump. Remember, they treated him with ivermectin. And the other one, Remdesivir.
You
know, he was better after just a few days. They don't want the public to know that's possible. They want you just terrified of COVID and the Mu variation and just line up to get shot after shot after shot, which, by the way, are not free because ultimately your tax money is paying for them.
What my son was trying to say is that he took the shot, and that's why he got over it quicker than if he hadn't taken it. But as far as I know,
I haven't seen that at all.
Yeah, I haven't either. As far as I know, he has not taken the shot. I think he campaigned against it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So I'm trying, you know, I want to see if I can get some ivermectin just in case. You know what I mean? I don't want to eat my dog's
heartworm. No, it's probably not a good idea.
It's probably too strong. Yeah, it's probably too much. Because one pill is for a whole month. So, you know, that's probably too strong. You know what I mean? And plus, it's got something else in there, too. But I'd like to find out where I can get it. And just keep it on hand, just in case, you know?
I start feeling sick. That would be a nice thing to have here.
Sick, you know? But I understand some doctors are prescribing it, some aren't.
Yeah.
But, I think somebody in line is doing it, but I'm not sure. I got to go find out. I think it has to do with the frontline doctors. I got to find out who and how to get it, because I think that's, you know, just, I mean, I do the other thing. I take the zinc, I take the vitamin D, plenty of vitamin C. Since I've been taking so much of the vitamins, I've lost weight.
I didn't think taking vitamins was going to make you lose weight. I mean, I'm kind of curious about that because I'm dealing with more weight loss than my doctor thinks is healthy.
Along with exercise, too. But the thing is, I'll tell you why you lose weight, especially a lot of vitamin C, because you tend to... not to sound crude, you tend to go to the bathroom more often, all right?
Okay, all right. Well, that's definitely part of it. I know that loss of appetite is one of the symptoms of PMR, and I was looking at that Yale study on the long-term effects of the vaccines and was talking about the neurological effects, and among that list was anorexia nervosa, and so that's got a little question mark over my head about that one.
No, I've been eating plenty. It's just that I don't need as much to eat because I also have increasing the amount of food fiber, a lot of raw foods, a lot of vegetables, and a lot of grains like chia seeds and stuff like that. And, you know, so I lose my hunger very quick after eating stuff like that. It fills you up, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm, you know, I'm on a starvation diet or anything like that. Though I do tend to be in a... I try not to eat after 6 o'clock in the evening up till maybe 9 or so.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We're at the commercial break here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome to our show again, and we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I'd say earlier I heard you mention the critical race theory and Marxism. I think you might have said that it was something new. It really isn't. It goes back to the post-World War I Frankfurt School, which developed out of the work of Theodore Adorno and Max Horkheimer, and then later on Herbert Marcuse. They developed an approach to Marxism called critical theory, the critical theory, because they realized that the so-called traditional Marxist criticism of class structure wasn't working. And it really wasn't until the 1950s that American communists, I think, began to embrace the work of Herbert Marcuse in particular, after these snakes had come to the United States back in the 1930s, and began to attack the institutions of the country and to pit one group against the other. And they realized that some of their greatest payday could come from pitting one race against the other. And so modern critical race theory, which is really just an extension of the so-called critical theory that came that Horkheimer, Dormo, and Adorno and Marcuse developed over the years, it's just an extension of that.
Okay.
So modern Marxism really seeks to balkanize a society rather than to pit one class against the other. They feel that that way that they could create more dissension within society and use that as a means to attack certain groups, such as white males, for example.
Yeah.
Whites in general, white males in particular, and frankly, Asians, because Asians are viewed as people who've been successful in their attempts to move into American society, and by using them as whipping boys, now they can garner the support that they need by maintaining or fostering anger among different groups, such as blacks, Hispanics, or whatever else, to further their cause. Again, I point you at the work of the comes out of the so-called Frankfurt School. It's evolved after World War One. These snakes came to the United States in the early 1930s to escape Hitler,
mm-hmm.
and I wish Hitler had rounded every one of them up and put them in a camp somewhere. They were welcomed to the United States. They went initially into Columbia University and then filtered out to other schools across the country to spread their poison. And they were embraced by American academia. And I remember hearing kind of the beginning of that when I was in college back in the late 60s, early 70s, an undergraduate, hearing initial talk about critical theory, but I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it at the time. But they've done a very good job of that. And I'll tell you, I think if you look at things such as political correctness, that's a direct derivative of the so-called critical theory.
Okay.
Because that's to prevent you from talking about things or vilifying you if you talk about things that the modern Marxist, the neo-Marxist, the critical theory Marxists don't want you to talk about. So by banning words, they're banning thoughts, and by focusing on people who continue to speak in a politically incorrect manner, they then can target you for special treatment. Excuse me.
Okay.
As much as I dislike YouTube, there are some very good videos on YouTube about the critical theory in the Frankfurt School, and there's a broad literature on that as well, which I've got many books on that in my library here. And I encourage people who are interested in that to link into it. Start off with some of the videos on YouTube. Look at other platforms as well, but then also look out on the internet for our other books that dealing with the so-called Frankfurt School in particular. And the real culprit now, the latest god, the last god of the Frankfurt School in the United States was Herbert Marcuse.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, the author of One Dimensional Man. And if you dig into his work, you realize what a destructive character he was. But I remember hearing many of my Marxist acquaintances back in college in my undergraduate years really embrace Herbert Marcuse. I didn't pay a lot of attention to him until years later when I became more tuned to politics. But it's very clear that people like Marcuse with his so-called critical theory, and by critical theory he meant just breaking society down from top to bottom and balkanizing it as much as possible.
Well, they're certainly doing that with our society right now. Blacks against the whites, gays against the straights, all this transgender nonsense, mm-hmm. you know, rich against the poor, men against the women, young mm-hmm. against the old.
Yes, yes, they are. And really, I think the first person to come up with this idea was an Italian Marxist, Antonio Gramsci, who's imprisoned for his Marxist rhetoric and activities mm-hmm. In the early part of the century. And he writes in his so-called prison diaries that the Marxists were disappointed in World War One or after World War One because they thought that they could use class warfare as a basis for breaking up Europe, but they found out that Germans, whether they were in all strata of society, were still Germans. English were still English, and so it was nationality fighting nationality, which dismayed the Marxists. And it was Gramsci who recommended that they change their strategy and begin to attack the different institutions within society to break it all down. And he proposed something such, which he called a long walk through the institutions, which was a slow infiltration of the different institutions of government and education in order to tear society apart. And he said that that would take a long time. Well, primary factors, principal factors in the Frankfurt School realized that, and they began to develop their own theory to follow up on what Gramsci wrote in his prison diaries. Anyway, that's all I got to say, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, right. Thank you for the history lesson, and thank you for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here, apparently, Mayor Bill de Blasio's Department of Education is really on the war against educational excellence, and their latest move is to ban honor rolls. Now, we all know what honor rolls are when you're in high school. You know, if you're a good student, you make the honor roll, and they make a big deal about you, as well they should. But the DOE basically says they want to emphasize contributions to the school or wider community and demonstrations of social justice and integrity, and they want to eliminate any practices that penalize students who've been marginalized based on their ability. Well, I'm a meritocratist at heart, and again, if you don't give students a reason to excel and to reach, they're not going to do it. They're just going to sit there and say, hey, I can just kick back and play video games. I'm going to get a diploma anyway. I'm going to get a participation trophy, and I don't need to try. And what's that going to do to the future of this country? Not too surprisingly, because all of this homeschooling has nearly doubled in the last couple of years. Patients have lost faith in the traditional schools, so you're seeing this major exodus, from the public school system. There's a lot of that around here in this part of Indiana. I know three families that are homeschooling right now, and it's not like I've gone out and knocked on people's door and said, "Are you homeschooling?" It's just, you know, come up in conversation here. Okay, out in California, with all the problems they're dealing with, you know, drugs, economy, homelessness, refugees pouring on in, and infrastructure collapse, wildfires, lack of water. What is the legislature worried about? Well, they basically are working on a bill that would require large retailers to have a gender-neutral display area for toys and child care products. And yeah, it's I can see how liberals might think that that's the most important thing, along with allowing people to use the opposite gender's bathroom. Over in Texas, somebody made a discovery that there was a pro-transgender website aimed at children being hosted on a state server. And this was brought up by Don Huffins, who is challenging Abbott for office. And Huffins basically called attention to this webpage as a political tool, but the page is going to be taken down. The Daily Caller News Foundation reported that the website is associated with the Texas Youth Connection, which is a division of the Department of Family and Protective Services, and the website called for the empowerment of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, ally, and non-heterosexual, which is LGBTQIA+, youth and their family. Any way you put it, it's calling for discrimination on the basis of one's gender or orientation. And discrimination in any direction is wrong. It's like what I was saying before about how America seems to have lost its sense of fair play and live and let live. And, you know, it's just all polarized now. Meanwhile, you know, years after segregation was pretty much eliminated in this country, black affirmative action admittees are now demanding segregated safe spaces. So the signs used to say black's not allowed. Now the signs are going to say white's not allowed. And this is a trend that is sweeping universities all across the United States. Now, if some white people said, we want a segregated safe space, you know what would happen. Oh, you're a bunch of racists and things. But when the black students say, we want a segregated safe space, well, that's justice, and that's social justice, and it's reparations here. All righty. Over at Duquesne University, psychology professor Derek Hook is out there saying that white people should commit suicide as an ethical act. Now, Duquesne is a Catholic university in Pennsylvania, and here I thought Catholics viewed suicide as a mortal sin. Well, maybe Professor Hook not only wants white people to die, but to go to the dark regions. Anyway, there is a new Government Accountability Office poll, and it reveals that at least 10 federal agencies have intentions to expand their use of facial recognition technology over the next 2 years. And this, of course, is alarming our privacy advocates. And I don't know how good facial recognition is. When I go to certain websites, they pop up a picture of somebody and say, is this you? And no, it's not even close here. Meanwhile, a U.S. judge has ruled that biometric processing of public data is not protected by the First Amendment. And Cook County Circuit Judge Pamela McLean Mayerson ruled that the restrictions that the BIPA places on Clearview's First Amendment freedoms are limited to those essential to protecting the privacy and security of Illinois citizens. The suit was brought by the ACLU and other advocacy groups under Illinois' Biometric Information Privacy Act. So it's not protected by the First Amendment, and it most certainly is prohibited by the Fourth Amendment. Now, in response to all this facial recognition technology, researchers say they've created a software tool. It's available on the web, and it protects social media posters from unwanted biometric surveillance. The evasion tool is called Lokey, and it fends off commercial facial recognition APIs by Amazon and Microsoft and others. This was developed at the University of Maryland and the U.S. Naval Academy. And it says Lokey prevents facial recognition algorithms from matching harvested photos with new ones that might come from, for example, surveillance cameras. So people are fighting fire with fire. Okay. Outlook and Gmail users have been hit by an alarming new email threat. Scammers are sending out emails that appear to come from big name brands such as Amazon or PayPal that claim a large purchase has just been made on the victim's account. Now, the emails are very convincing. They've got the official fonts, the official logos, and there's no link on the email to block the purchase like you would get with a legitimate email or text message from your bank checking out your credit card. Instead, they say, if you did not make this purchase, please call us. And when you call, the scammer who answers the phone basically tries to get information from you, account names, passwords, bank details, details, so forth and so on. Another problem that has shown up, and it's showing up in my mailbox, are all these emails that are machine-generated to look like they're targeting you, and they contain a link to an HTML file. Do not click on those. That HTML file is basically malware ready to attack your system. Now, I'm a big fan of the iWatch, and they've had a very good record of the iWatch saving people's lives with the atrial fibrillation alert. And that is something that's built into the newer watches and the newer operating system. I love the fact I can take my own EKG with this thing. Anyway, last June, Yoli De Leon of Arizona was heading out for a walk when her Apple Watch basically threw an alert saying, you are in AFib, call your doctor immediately. Doctors at a local hospital confirmed the diagnosis and basically treated her, saving her life. So it's something Apple has definitely done right. And when we get back from this commercial break, something that Apple has done perhaps wrong. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. So please stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking about Apple Computer. And the good news is the iWatch is actually saving lives with the atrial fibrillation detection system. on the other hand, a lot of people are very concerned that Apple has basically abandoned its guarantee to users regarding privacy by putting in a system to scan the content on your iPhone, looking for evidence while they're selling this on the idea that we need to fight child pornography. But Edward Snowden, in an interview with Russian media, says, you know, Apple is not deciding what the phones are being scanned for. The government will. And it is an extension of what many companies already do. When you have data in cloud storage, they will scan your data looking for things that you may not want them to know. Now, frankly, Claire and I, because of the possibility of our phones being hacked remotely, we don't keep anything on there. You know, we don't have our credit cards on there. We don't have our banking information and so forth. But I can understand where a lot of people would be very concerned that the government wants to basically scan your own iPhone looking for anything that they can use to harass and cause trouble for you. And let's see. So, anyway, another security concern, this one is coming out of Vice.com, and they're warning that there are now lightning cables that look like normal lightning cables. They power your device like lightning cables. They connect and so forth and so on. But there is a new lightning cable that has been developed by a company known as MG, and this lightning cable will simply copy anything that is going through it and broadcast it to a hacker that could be a mile away from you. So it's getting really, really hard to deal with the cybercrime. It used to be you could air gap a computer. Now if you're using a lightning cable to connect a keyboard to your iPhone or something, it's wide open. It's open season on computer users in this country. It really is here. China is getting ready to begin their first trials of a molten salt nuclear reactor using thorium instead of uranium. A lot of people have been talking about thorium cycle reactors for a long time. They're safer, they're cheaper, they have less potential for diversion into weapons, and they're going to finish that reactor this month, and they're going to start the first tests. They finished it last month, and the first tests are going to begin early this month. And so, good for them. China is doing all kinds of really good things. Anyway, China is getting ready to build gargantuan, what they call megastructures in orbit, solar power plants, tourism complexes, even asteroid mining facilities. Boy, it's amazing to be looking forward like that. Okay. There's music. Show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone for John Stadmiller tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. The Lady Claire may be sitting in. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.